Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, my guess is, I think red hot is an understatement for Hank Kuhneman. Hank, we're talking about your brand new book, literally just off the press, My Heart Cries Abba. Abba is it an Aramaic word, Hank?
Yeah, that's Aramaic. And then also the Greek also meaning daddy or papa.
I love it. And I also love that when you say Abba out loud with your own mouth, and that's everyone listening right now, often he shows up as your heavenly daddy. Tell me how you got that title.
I got that title after my own experiences, not only what I went through, what we've been talking about all week with my father, just feeling the need to be affirmed by God. And as I kept calling him Abba, I kept feeling his love, but something happened. My son, who's now 15 at the age of 10, 5 years ago, was diagnosed type 1 diabetic. It rocked my world. I was feeling like blaming myself, like maybe I didn't pray enough. Maybe, you know, I should have covered him more. And so I was really blaming myself. God, you know, this is because of me. Maybe I didn't do something right. Maybe I didn't pray enough. And I was really just calling out to God. And I heard the Lord say to me very clearly, he said, love on Abba, call on Abba. And so you know what I did? I just began. All I could say after my son was diagnosed and we were watching a little kid, you know, have to give himself shots because it's different than type 2 diabetes where they're, you know, it's diet. This was insulin dependent. I'm watching my 10-year-old have to give himself shots. I was so broken. I was so upset. And again, I'm a faith man. I believe in healing. But the only thing I could do was run to Abba's lap and let my heart cry out, Abba. And now we're seeing amazing things happening with my son. There is a work of healing happening in his body. And I believe it's because as I call out, my heart cries out to Abba, Abba comes and he's intervening for my son's life. And so that's how it came about.
And there's actually a scripture, Galatians 4:6. What does it say?
It says that the Spirit cries out, Abba, Father. Once we say, Jesus, come into my heart, immediately, the Spirit of God cries out within our spirits and reconnects us to our loving Heavenly Father and cries out the name Abba.
Tell me a little bit about your prayer life. You say that you go into your prayer closet, so to speak, and you crawl into Abba's lap?
Yes, I do. You know, when Moses and God, he said something to Moses. He said, meet me at a place called there. And I have a place that I literally set a time and I set a place where I go and I meet God. I have this ottoman and literally I just lay over the top of the ottoman and I literally see myself being pulled and wooed by Abba in his arms and in his love. And I can literally feel his presence so strong that others that have walked in the room can feel it too.
I'll tell you what, I feel it now. What is Abba saying? I mean, you're a known prophet. I mean, some of the things that you stated on our show and other shows about there would be snow in Atlanta, and it snowed in Atlanta, and in strange places there would be some in Dallas, there'd be an ice storm. I mean, and these are kind of wild things you prophesied that came to pass. And even in the Middle East, there was snow after you said it would happen in amazing places. But what is Abba saying to your heart right now for the future?
The first thing that we have to understand is arise, shine, the light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. And darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness the people. In other words, there's going to be a combination of, yes, doom and gloom, so to speak, evil, but God's glory. One of the ways that Allah shows his love is to reveal his goodness. His goodness and his glory go together. We're going to see political shakings. Specifically, watch the Middle East. There's a dissatisfaction that is happening with a younger generation of those in the Middle East who have called on other gods, and they're finding out that those gods do not exist. And there is coming a spiritual awakening that will begin to take place in the Middle East like we've never seen before, especially among the young, where they're going to cry out and they're going to say Yeshua. And you're going to see more political world leaders that are going to begin to be removed by the hand of God. We need to watch Russia. We need to watch Syria. We need to watch Iran, because the Lord is not only putting his eye upon those nations, he's putting his hands upon those nations. And there will be some political upheavals that God is going to deal with, and he's going to remove leaders. And you're going to see this as a sign, and it's going to be what Isaiah 6 reveals. When the prophet said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And as we see political leaders being removed, you're going to see it mark a prophetic meaning. It's like you're going to see some are going to be removed. Some are going to be removed harshly. Their end of days are not going to be good because of the way that they were harsh to the people that they ruled over. But it's going to mark in those territories a revealing and a manifestation of Abba's glory. The other thing we need to watch is currency. There's going to come a revaluing of gold that is going to be very significant in these days. You're going to see God begin to supernaturally supply for his people. Even though there's going to be some shakings and reestablishing of currency, God is going to bring a stability to his people.
I'm not sure I understand what you meant when you said about gold. Explain that as God has shown you.
What I see is I see the value of gold. There's going to be great rediscoveries of gold. Remember how there was a gold rush years ago? There's going to be another gold rush. I kept seeing people going and rushing to get gold, and it wasn't out of a fear. It was out of the supply of gold and gold becoming something of great value again. And I saw the Lord just literally not only causing gold to be discovered, but gold investing was going to be something that was going to carry a great benefit.
Did he show you anything about the United States?
Yes. One of the things that I've seen in the United States, and here's the thing that's so important. The Lord is not, he said to me, I'm not listening to the prayers of many, for many are not praying. He said, I'm listening to the prayers of a few. And if Daniel, one man, can pray and cause angelic release of Michael to deal with the prince, the spiritual principality, Persia and Grecia, what can one man's prayer do today to shift spiritual climate? So the spiritual climates over America are beginning to change. That's why we're seeing strange weather. Where there's strange weather, it's marking there's a shifting of spiritual climates. Principalities are being shifted and rendered powerless in certain areas. They're not able to have the influence that they once had. But here's what the Lord said. He said, I've placed my hand already upon one who will arise in the land, who will be a deliverer, and will cause this nation to come back on course again in many of the areas that we've gotten off course. And there's going to be changes in legislation. There's been some things that the Lord has watched that's been penned by the arrogancy of man through our legislature and different things that have been legislated in arrogance and with an agenda. And God is going to come. He's going to use a deliverer to overturn much of this legislation. The other thing the Lord said is, like it says in the scripture, that the era when judges ruled in the land, we've seen a lot of judges ruling and legislating from the bench in America, and God is getting ready, like he did with the seats, where he went in and the tables and he overturned them into the temple. God is getting ready to turn over seats, and we're going to see major political upheavals and turning over of seats, and people that have held on to certain political places and ruled are going to begin to lose their seat. They're not going to be re-voted in. And there's going to be a new breed that's going to come. And even with judges, there's coming a shifting and a change on the Supreme Court. with two specific judges I see, and then a third. And you're going to see where it's going to, people are going to say, what is happening with the Supreme Court? But God is saying that the season where judges rule in the land is coming to an end, in the sense of how they legislate their own agendas or demonic agendas.
Hank, last thought.
Watch miracles. Miracles is going to be a word that they're going to start saying on television more and more. And the Lord on purpose is going to begin to show creative miracles, the increase and level of manifestation of his supernatural power and miracles is going to be unprecedented. And the secular media is even going to be forced to have to report and document what God is going to do.
Paint me a quick picture. What kind of miracles are you talking about?
I'm talking signs in the heavens, wonders on the earth. I'm talking where we're going to see literally things that doctors cannot explain, where limbs growing out of bodies. I believe we're coming into that kind of, if I could use the word, graphic manifestation, things that medical science will not be able to stop or explain.
And my heart, Hank, is to get that on TV on It's Supernatural, but I want to see it on secular TV, which means I want to see It's Supernatural on secular TV. Oy vey, we're out of time again, but I want to make this package that we put together, his brand new book called My Heart Cries Abba, things in his three CDs he's never fully publicly shared before. The entire package is called The Final Revelation, Father God, available for a gift of $35. Shabbat broadcast. The Lord has already blessed you. Just take it. Just take it right now. The Lord, he's already smiled upon you. The Lord, he's already gifted you. Hold your hands out. Just grab those gifts. The Lord has already given you his favor. You're all surrounded with his favor right now. The Lord has already given you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha. Ve'asem lecha shalom.
To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.